Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm calling in for Bill Bauman.
Well, so am I. We must be at the right place.
Okay. Good.
So just hold on and he'll chime in any minute.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. Is that Eleanor?
Is that Patrick?
Yes.
Yes. Hi,
Hi
how
there.
Are you? Hi.
Doing really, really good.
Okay.
Good.
That's good. And who is the other lady we
were talking to? Carol Coburn from New York City, Eleanor. How are you?
Hi, Carol Coburn from New York City. I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. Doing okay.
Good. Well, we'll just hang on and wait for that Bauman man to click in.
Okay.
So who else is out there?
I don't know.
Hi.
Anybody else there?
Yeah, this is Kat from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, hi, Kat.
And this is Faye from Santa Fe.
Okay, we know Faye
Pam
there.
From Santa Fe.
Hey, Chicago.
Hi,
this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Jill from Northern California.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Eleanor.
Yes?
This is George from... Oh.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, Eleanor. It's Christy Sloan.
Hi, Christy. Donna's here, too.
Yay.
Hi, Christy.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
Jill should get in here in just a minute, and then he'll be on also.
Here I am.
Hi.
Oh,
hi. Hello.
This is Bill Bauman.
Yay. Of all people.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. It's a miracle.
It is a gosh darn miracle. Yes. I mean, miracle. Yeah. Who's on here?
George.
George. Hello, George.
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
I'm so good. I can't stand myself. Thank you. I'm beautiful.
By sitting down, that might make it easier.
It would be true.
Hi, Bill. It's Kat.
Oh, hi, Kat. How nice to connect with you,
Donna.
Who else is here?
Hi, Bill. It's Carol Coburn.
Oh,
how are
Carol,
you?
Wonderful, thank you.
Hi, it's Mary at Santa Fe.
I'm sorry, was that Cynthia in Santa Fe?
Faye in Santa Fe.
Oh, Faye.
Hey,
Santa
hi,
Faye. Hello, Faye.
And, Roger, Nancy, and Fairfield.
Hi, Roger.
And Pam from Santa Fe.
Oh, Pam, hi.
Hi, Pam. It's Merritt in Texas.
All right.
Oh, hi, Merritt.
Hi.
Merritt.
Katie and Gary, Des Moines.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Too much fun.
Hi.
Fonzie Ba in Fairfield.
Who in Fairfield?
Fonzie Ba.
Oh,
hi,
Fonzie Ba.
Hello.
This is like old home week.
Nevada.
Who in Nevada?
It's Jill in Nevada, California.
Oh, Nevada, California. Hi, Jill.
Hi,
Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, my goodness.
Burlington.
Yes.
Wow.
Nancy and Diane.
Nancy and Diane. Well, welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, Nancy.
And Nina in New York.
Uh-huh. Nina?
Yes.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Larry and Gail calling from Scottsdale.
Oh, Larry and Gail from Scottsdale. My goodness, have you moved or are you just visiting?
Just visiting.
Oh, well, you're in the wrong place.
Hi, it's Joanne from Mill Valley.
Oh, hi, Joanne.
Hi.
It's Elise from Hampton.
Oh, I missed that. Would you say it again?
This is Elise from Hampton, Virginia.
Oh, Elise from Hampton.
Hello, Elise.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Bill. This is Barb from Colorado.
Oh, Barb. What a delight. Need to get to talk to you again.
Hello, Bill. Hello. Donna from Pennsylvania. Hi.
Oh, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Cynthia from Santa Fe.
Oh, there's
hi,
Cynthia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Carol Mark from California.
Who from California?
Carol Mark.
Oh, hello,
hi,
Carol.
Hi, Carol, darling.
Oh.
Hi.
Carol, thank you for that lovely note you just wrote me. Thank you.
Hello, Bill. This is Jeff from California.
Oh, Jeff. Hi.
Hello.
My goodness, this is like too good. In about 15 seconds, we're going to officially start. So without Donna or me saying anything else, just anybody else who hasn't said who you are yet, why don't you just kind of say hi and your name or whatever.
Hi, this is Celeste.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm not supposed to say anything.
This is Jim Burrows in Northern California.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, San Diego.
Hi, Robert from Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Scott in Warrenville.
Charlene in Maryland.
All right.
Marilyn in California.
Maggie in Colorado.
Hi, Maggie. Yeah.
I'm not supposed to talk.
It's too hard, Bill. It's too hard not to talk.
It is too hard. Well, listen, I thank you all so much. This feels like old home. It feels like... and I am just so excited, just so thrilled to have this pleasure of spending this very, very sacred time with each other. I want to, I think, Donna, is this the perfect time to invite people to mute their... who have tuned in before know that the great technicians, Donna and Bill, are still learning this system. So if you would do it, if you would press star 6, horrible. I don't know if you can hear what we're doing, but it's like a auditory fireworks display. It's wonderful. And I would be honored to turn this over to Donna for the first little bit. And, as most of you know, Donna is my beautiful, loving life mate whom I adore, and I'm so privileged to spend my life with her. And here she is.
Thanks, Bill. I want to welcome all of you to tonight's teleconference. And it's our fourth month, and we just are thrilled with the response that we've been getting from the people who have been able to join us. And, of course, our purpose in doing this is to bring us all together. I think the highlight of the month is when we all are buzzing in and everybody is calling their location and their name, and it really gives us the sense that the community is there and that we are supporting one another. I would like to just say that this evening, Bill is going to speak on grace. And without there anything else for me to say, I just want to say I hope that this is, for all of you, the most grace-filled hour. And I look forward to your comments after Bill is finished. So here we go,
Bill.
Win?
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, Donna.
You're not in?
Oh, you know what? I'm supposed to mute my end. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me try muting my phone now. There. Now, if somebody can say something, we'll see if I was successful. Oh, I was successful. This is like too good. I just am so proud of whatever. So thank you, Donna, and thank you, everyone. It is such a privilege to talk to you this evening about grace. I've been spending roughly the last hour just hanging out in a space of grace, just letting whatever is meant to be the blessing of this hour just, if you will, deposit itself in me and move through me. And so I really want to invite us this evening to, in a sense, some words about, some expressions about grace. But truly, what I plan to do is move this into a truly grace-filled time. As you know, I usually talk for 20 minutes or so, sometimes 25, then invite any kind of response or expression from any of you that would like to share that with others. And then following that, you know, that for maybe 10, 15 minutes or so, then following that, I lead a meditative time, like a guided meditation, just to end the hour. And I intend for that meditation to be one just very, very filled with grace. So if you will, let my words about grace be the perennial background music, and just let yourself picture yourself and position yourself just in a space that's surrounded with light. And let's just call it a light filled with grace, So here you are almost in this bubble where grace is dedicating itself to you for this hour. It's you and me and Donna, but it's also you and grace. So just to start talking about grace a little bit, you know, I think grace is a very funny word. It's a bit of a nondescript word. It really comes from the Latin word gratia, G-R-A-T-I-A, which really means by grace of, by, you know, and we have the statement there, but for the grace of God go I. So it means by grace of, by the blessing of, by the compassion of, by the favor of God. And so we've come to use the word grace as really a descriptive term for that facet of the divine that wants nothing other than just to love us, to bless us, to give to us. And the image that comes to me most often when I think of grace is the image of a totally adoring mother of a young child or of a newborn. And if we think of that, that absolutely loving, adoring, unconditionally embracing mother in the most positive terms, what we see is a mother who wants nothing more but for that child to have everything in life, every blessing. And in fact, that mother would go to no ends to make that happen, would work three jobs, would stay up nights, would starve herself in order to feed the child. That mother wants so much for that child to have everything that the mother would give anything. And to me, that's the image I tend to hold in my mind as an analogy, if you will, or a mirror of what grace is. So to me, grace is that facet of our divine source or of our divine essence or of our creative source, of God, Goddess, that absolutely wants nothing more for you or for me than every bit of happiness, every bit of joy, and it will give us anything and everything, any gift into our nervous system, into our body, into our energy, into our mind, into our life circumstances, any gift just so that at the deepest place of our soul, we can have the kind of joy or the kind of fullness or the kind of prosperity or the kind of happiness or the kind of love or the kind of connection or whatever it is that we're here for, that we are absolutely made for. And that to me is what this evening's time together is about. This is, as you know, the Center for Soulful Living. And it's not a center in terms of a building, but it's a center in terms of a group of people, all of you and us, who simply have felt inspired to come together, whose souls have basically resonated in a certain way internally, as if to say, oh, hang out here because there's something here that can serve you for this time in your life. And so if we assume that this community, this center is surrounded tonight, right here, all of us, even though we're all around the United States and Canada and probably maybe a country or two or three beyond this, if we just assume that all of us have come together because that divine source, by grace of the absolutely unconditional love that we are here because of, that source wants nothing more than to surround all of us in this bubble of love, in this light of grace, in this place of giftedness. And so, if you will, I'm going to start talking, and you just let yourself listen to me with one ear and with the other ear and with your inner eye, if you will, just attune to that space and to that grace and listen to it expressing from within you. And notice it, watch it moving in, through, and around you. So what I feel moved to say about grace, and perhaps being the voice of grace, is this. If I were God, if I were the divine creative source, I would realize, first of all, that everything that emanated from me, everything that was a creative expression from my, if you will, creative hand, has in it myself. I would realize that the very essence of me is in you, and that your essence is my essence and mine is yours. And so, like that mother looking at the adored child who is the new expression of the mother, if I were God, I would say, oh, look at you. I love you. You are the most precious, beautiful creation that I could ever imagine. And like that mother, I would say, I want to give to you everything. Why? Just because you're this expression of beauty. You're this expression, this manifestation of wonder and magnificence. Because even though you may have forgotten it, you know, given the knocks of life and the school of hard knocks and all of that, that doesn't matter. It doesn't change the truth that I, the divine, created you in beauty, and I created you in glory, and I created you with the primary purpose of coming onto and walking through this earth in order to have a divine experience, in order to look around at all the other creations, whether animal or rock or earth or birds or the sky or the clouds or the stars, every other creation, and be able to celebrate it like I do, because I, the divine, look at all these creations and I see in them the absolute beauty. I see the divinity in all of them. And so if I were the divine, I would say to you right now, please, please open your heart and let me love you. Let my vision of you, my perception of you as the most beautiful creation I could ever imagine, just sink in to yourself. Let yourself remember, because as you know, in some ancient native traditions, they really believe that we all know everything. It's just that we've forgotten, and learning is not so much learning new information, it's just remembering. So if I were the divine, I would say, as you open your heart, just let yourself remember the truth of who you are. Let yourself fall into the reservoir of that truth, the treasure chest of that truth, and let me, in my graceful expression, as I give you the grace of my love, let me guide you in these moments through the beauty of yourself. Let me take you, for example, right now, right into your heart, and watch yourself just moving through your heart and recognize that in this heart space, I created you as love. I placed the very love of me in you and gave it a home right there in your heart. And just watch that heart as I'm so impressed with the beauty of your love, and I'm so celebrating you as this loving being. Please let yourself do the same. And then as I move into your mind and move your focus into your brain, your mind, your consciousness, your awareness, your perceptiveness, your knowingness, your capacity for awareness, notice, as I do, what a remarkable creation this is. I've created nothing else on or around this earth with anything like that unique gift. And so I've given you this capacity to know yourself as I know you. And I'm spending this hour inviting you to exactly that truth, to know that truth, that you were created in perfection. Yes, you were created perfect. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with you. There's nothing inferior about you. There's nothing lacking in you, except perhaps what you might have come to think is. And even though you think it's still not lacking, it's only a belief that has taken your focus away from the truth that I'm inviting you to right here, right now. And so then let me invite you down into what I may unpoetically call your gut, that sort of lower chakra, deep primal you, that earthy you, the you where all the gifts of the earth live, where Mother Earth's love lives, where Mother Earth's power lives, where Mother Earth's stamina and solidness and safety and security and strength live, let me invite you there where all the gifts of this planet live, where the basic animal nature of you holds sway and has roots in this earth and has expression in you, so that all life lives in you here. So in a sense, all the heavens live in the upper portion of your being, all the earth lives in the lower portion of your being, and your heart, that loving space, is the conduit of both of those, so that they can come together in unity and you can experience the totality of the universe and all its gifts, and the totality of the earth and all its gifts. And in that unity, you can have the peace, the love, the fullness, the wonder that you were created to have. Can you feel yet the grace that I'm here to give you tonight, the grace of love, the grace of deep, heartful, soulful living, the grace of seeing yourself in and through that mind of yours, that gift of mind, as one of the most perfect, wonderful, dynamically rich creations that could ever be? And especially, can you feel down in your gut that grace, that gift of grace that says, wow, I invite you to see the perfection of the earth, and see the perfection and the beauty of the earth as it moves in you, and of all life as it lives in you, and as it's honored to serve you from within, and as you are honored to serve it as the host of this earthly animal being that is you. What a beautiful, beautiful being, self, person, creation that you are, and that all life is as it lives in you. And so, the gift of grace that I want to give you this night, first and foremost, is the gift of knowing the truth that I've just been describing. You know, the Jewish scriptures have that wonderful myth in them about the Garden of Eden. And the myth of the Garden of Eden basically means that, as most religions would say it, we were created perfect, meaning that we were created, if you will, in the image and likeness of God, of the divine, which also is in those Jewish scriptures and in many, many scriptures of many cultures and many religions. You were created in that image, that likeness. You were therefore created beautiful and radiant and perfect. You were created loving and powerful and radiant and creative. And you were created, put on a Garden of Eden on this earth as a garden in order to live out that. And you know what? Even though that myth goes on to say that something happened and we got put outside that garden, I deeply believe and I know that the deeper truth of that myth is that it's only the fact that we have come to believe that something's wrong. We've come to believe the myth of the pull and tug between good and evil, right and wrong, because we feel that we're lacking something. It's only because we believe that that we're out of that garden experientially. The truth is, by knowing who we are, by knowing the divinity that is within us, by knowing that the intention and the perfect wish of the divine is for you and me and all of us together and every human being and every bird and every plant and every animal to re-enter the consciousness of that garden. And we can do it simply by just opening ourselves to the truth and let that truth lead us even tonight right back in to this place of perfection. The real truth of Earth is that it is a Garden of Eden. It's never stopped being a Garden of Eden. So could it be that grace right here, right now, is saying to you, as that loving maternal gift, as the adoring mother who wants nothing else but your total happiness, please let me lead you in your own way, in a way that's just right for you, back into the Garden of Eden. back into the awareness of your perfection and the perfection, back into the capacity to see all life and all persons and all everything, every circumstance around you and yourself, to see all that as perfect, to see the divine hand, the divine touch, the divine miracle in every breath of air that you breathe, in every passing cloud that goes through the screen of your vision. Could it be that right here, tonight, you would dare to let your heart open? Let your heart open and drink in this message. Drink it in your mind. Drink it in your gut. Drink it in your heart. Could it be that this bubble of grace, this light filled with grace this night that's right around you, is filled with that divine expression and invitation and opportunity that says, please, now that you've opened your heart, let go. Let go into grace's wish, grace's desire, and grace's gift to bring you back home to yourself and to the true truth of you, back home to your beauty, back home to the beauty of all life, in a way that allows you to let all those other learned perceptions and interpretations and beliefs and stories and myths about imperfection, just let them melt away, drift away, dissipate, lose themselves in the truth. Still back with the Jewish scriptures, there's a saying, the truth shall make you free. And the truth about you can do exactly that. It can bring you back to the freedom that was installed and is just as installed right now in your being, in your person, in your core, in your depth, in your soul. The truth that you are made divine. Because everything that emanates creatively from the divine carries that essence, carries that spark, carries that touch, and so that divine is in your every cell. That divine is in your every organ. That divine is in your every atom. That divine is in your heart, in your mind. The divine is in the auric space around you. The divine is in every connection you have. The divine is in every piece of this earth. There's the truth. And so, grace, God's grace, the divine's grace is in you. It's not just around you. Through this conversation, it's come into you. It's invited itself into, again, every organ, every cell, every atom, every thought, every image in your left brain, every movement and feeling of your energy system. Grace is here. The truth of you is here. And again, if I were that divine source, that all-adoring mother of you, now that I've placed that grace within you, now that I've inserted that truth in every cell, and even though it's there, now that I've brought it forth, brought it alive, my wish for you, wanting nothing but absolute joy and wonder, my wish is that that truth in you would live forever in your awareness, would radiate itself through your energetic feelings, would move itself through your gut and through your body and through your being in a way that you could feel it and sense and know its pulsatings and its vibrations and its truth as it just speaks to your bloodstream and speaks to your heart and speaks to your nervous system and speaks to your mind and speaks to your depths. Yes, if I were the divine, this moment, I would say to you, I love you. I love you so much because I see and know your truth. I see that you are me as I am you. I see that in being you, you and you being me, that you carry my beauty, that you carry my wisdom, that that you carry my power, that you carry my creative juice, that you carry all the capacity for miracles, and that you carry every other quality of me in your own unique way. Please, please hear me in your depths and let yourself let go. Let go of any other constraints, any other ways you may have held yourself back from that truth. Let go into the wonder and the power and the majesty of who you are as well as who I am. And just let that truth, that grace-filled truth, just carry you to the heights and to the depths and to the breadth of that truth as it now perhaps, if you will, just takes you over and moves you and invites you evermore to the most beautiful, most radiant experience of all life. In its truth, all life as wonder-filled, all life as divinity expressed, all life as miracle-moving, all life as an extension of the divine in you, through you, around you. As we just sit for the last moment with these words, I personally, I, Bill, invite you, just let yourself merge with grace and grace merge with you. Let go, if you will, of, and if it feels right, of any sense of, undeservingness, any sense of shame or learned guilt, any sense of any limitation, any sense of anything that would in any way leave you feeling like, oh no, I shouldn't ever let that truth in. In fact, this is a magical moment. This is a moment of grace-filled beauty. It's your moment. I think we can rightly assume that the divine chose for us to have these monthly teleconferences and chose to have this one, this moment, just for you, just for us, because we do deserve it, because we are divine. I thank you for being so attuned to grace during this talk. In just a minute, what I'd like to do is I would like to unmute my phone and then invite anyone who would like to share anything to take your phone off of mute. And if you don't feel like sharing anything, it probably would be more helpful if you would keep your phone on mute. But what I would like to do in just a minute is invite anybody who feels like it just to, if you will, for the sake of everyone else here, just identify who you are and maybe where you're from, and then share whatever you'd like to share. It could be just your own, sense of inspiration around what this has been. It could be just an insight that you had for yourself that you feel like at a soulful place you'd really like to share for the rest of us. It could be a thought you're having. It could be a personal experience, maybe something that was your experience while this was happening. So I'm going to try my magical technological skill of taking this off of mute right now and invite anyone who feels like sharing anything to, first of all, of course, take your phone off mute and then just express that. We are ready. You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering if I was unsuccessful in unmuting the phone. Can somebody say something just to make sure?
Hi, Bill.
Oh, okay. We are unmuted here. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Press anything.
So, Bill, this is Bill Wolf.
Oh, hi, Bill.
When I got off the airplane, there was Ellen to greet me.
Oh, wonderful.
And I had a wonderful weekend with the mentoring group.
Thank you. Bill's referring to the first meeting of our new mastery mentoring group that happened this last weekend.
And
go ahead, Bill.
Everything you said tonight was wonderful, and I'm very blessed to get to hear it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's so good to connect with you again. Anybody else want to share anything?
Hi, Bill. This is Shauna from Asheville. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Well, I'm just sitting here. Maybe everyone else is feeling like I am, that we're so quiet because this has been so powerful.
Yes.
And I feel that the grace of God and your words, I can feel it in my solar plexus. I feel the love that I am, and I'm almost moved to tears just speaking. And I just want you to know this is very powerful, and I'm so grateful to you and to God, to love, to life, for this incredible experience, and I thank you for it.
Oh, how sweet, Shauna. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really agree. I felt the power, not just for myself, but for all of us here as that was happening. Anyone else care to share anything?
Bill?
Yes.
This is Celeste in Albuquerque.
Yes. Hi, Celeste.
And I have to tell you that I've been spending the whole last month wondering what grace is. And absolutely just not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading my notes about grace just before this thing, and I was just like, this is so appropriate for me, and I just thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Isn't that serendipitous, to say the least? I'm really thrilled, Celeste. That's great. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
This is Carol Marks from California.
Yeah, hi, Carol.
Hi, Bill and everyone. Yeah, serendipitous for me, too. I just feel that tonight was just such a blessing and spoke so directly to so much of what I'm experiencing as healing the split or the shame of the earthy part and the divine part. So that part really spoke to me and the place of where I am right now. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I really hear that, Carol, and I thank you. And I just want to say this, too. I just feel like I and everyone else here can just hold you and everyone else's experience also right in our hearts just over the next month, just to support whatever that's meant to be. Those are beautiful words. Thank you. Yeah, someone
Bill,
else?
Yeah, Bill, this is Maggie in Colorado.
Yeah, hi, Maggie.
I stated the analogy of the mother with I pictured a newborn infant because that's when they're the most innocent.
And, yes.
Remembering, and if any of you have been blessed to be a mother, just that experience. So kinesthetically, I could really experience that again and feel that and know the truth of what you were saying about a mother who would do anything for that child and to be there. So that analogy just rang so true to me, and I'm guessing that that's true for fathers. I don't know the extent of that experience, but I've seen fathers' faces. So for me, it was something that really helped kinesthetically feel the essence of grace and know the truth of what that was all about, and that brought a lot of emotion just and a lot of clarity for me about that, and connecting that from my experience right now of really embracing love and really inviting love to be part of my life, and never before having said out loud, I really want love, I've just gone about it backwards, pretending I didn't want it while I really wanted it, and discovering the lie of that, and now this that fit with that. So I'm grateful.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And I so appreciate your sharing that about wanting love, because I feel like that's that's an invitation to the rest of us also. Thank you, Maggie. Hi. Someone else want to share something?
JS.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you.
It's JS in Chicago.
Oh, hello, JS. How delightful to talk to you.
I, too, was just embraced by the power of this time, and I'm so grateful for having together and struck me about grace, not just its fact that it's unconditional, that it's infinite, and that
yes.
we can tap into this anytime. That brings such incredible joy to my heart.
I really thank you, JS. Actually, I think a number of your words. At least from my end, didn't get communicated. But it was interesting because we really got, even though I couldn't hear maybe one-fourth of what you said, you came in on all the right words. So we really got the point you were expressing. So thank you so much. Someone else want to say something? I would guess that means no. Okay. It does seem like there is somebody else out there who would like to say something. We'll give it another 5 seconds or so.
Bill?
Yes.
This is Pam in Santa Fe.
Hello, Pam.
Hello. And I love the word grace and all the experiences throughout my life that I've had with grace. And several years ago, the phrase that kept coming up for me when there would be something in front of me that was a challenge, it was graceful transformation. And so I started using that phrase and sharing that with my clients. And the clarity that came out about that was that when there's something that is needing to be shifted or transformed, ask for God's grace, and God's grace comes in. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy or simple, but it does mean, and this has been my experience, that the tools and the resources come forth, whether it be the mental or emotional clarity or inspiration
yes.
or motivation,
yes.
the reality, the people to come in, the financial resources, all
mm-hmm.
of those things really do come forth when I ask for graceful transformation.
Oh, thank
you.
So
this was beautiful talk. Thank you.
Thank you. And I so appreciate your adding that that term, graceful transformation. It just really is, it makes it more tangible and really allows us and invites us to use that. Yeah, thanks so much, Pam. And is there anybody else who'd like to share something?
Yeah, this is Sarah in California.
Sarah in California?
Sarah.
Yes, hello, Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much. I just wanted to share that, can you hear me?
Yes, quite well.
I just wanted to share that lately and this afternoon I felt a lot of grace and I felt physical grace, healing and energy in my body and also in a deep way in my soul, and it felt like celebrating just who I was in a way that sort of like remembering. And
mm-hmm.
it was, I just feel so grateful because it felt like from the inside, my soul felt like it was just glowing to be itself.
Oh, Sarah, what a beautiful way of expressing that. And just knowing the history behind that, I am just celebrating that with you enormously. Thank
you
so much. And would there be anybody else who'd like to share something?
Bill?
Yes.
It's Nancy Burlington.
Yes, hi, Nancy.
How are you?
Oh, wonderful, thanks.
I just wanted to say that I was really blown away by your sharing because I could barely contain myself. I was loved what you said about letting go, because it has that feeling, you know, all we need to do is just open and sort of, you know, get out of the way. Or I wanted to share this little quote.
Oh, good.
But I don't know where it came from, but it says, and it goes with my blown away comment, which is just coincidental. The winds of grace are always blowing. We have only to set our sails.
Oh, my goodness.
This idea that grace is always there, always here, always everywhere. Because grace and God are divinity, are just ubiquitous.
Oh, Nancy, that is just beautiful. Thank you so much. Wow. Oh, and I really, really thank every one of you who has shared verbally, and I really thank didn't share verbally, just you know, just let the sharing that was in your heart just move out and just come into the heart of all of us. What I'm going to do again is I'm going to try the mute button on my end and ask you to put your phones on mute also, and here I go with mine. There. Now, I'm assuming that I can't hear anybody here, and that you can't hear each other, but that you can hear me. And if I'm wrong about that, then somebody can say something and show me how wrong I am. What I would be really honored to do is lead us in a guided meditative experience of grace. And I so appreciate that so many of you in your sharing mentioned that you had a personal experience of grace. One of the things I want to say before we move into a meditative time is this, that in an experience like this, sometimes grace comes in as like a little seed, just like a seed that you would put in the ground in a garden. And it's not something you have a direct experience of, but instead the seed goes into your heart, or as I said earlier, into your gut. And then the seed maybe over the next few weeks builds, and then maybe a month later you get this aha, or something happens, but it's really because it came from the seed. And then for other people in an experience like this, the grace isn't expressed as a seed, it's expressed as a full-blown gift, if you will, that just moves through you in a way that makes you totally aware of it. The reason I'm saying that is that it's so easy for us if, for example, if we didn't have one of those full-blown technicolor experiences, what I tend to call the 4th of July fireworks experience, it's easy for us to maybe inaccurately assume that something was missed, or that we missed a golden opportunity. The truth is, and I saw this so clearly tonight, every one of us got a gift of grace. And for some of us, it was in that full-blown way. In others, and for others, it was just that little seed that was planted. So I'm going to guide us in this meditative, grace-filled time. And in it, I'm going to invite anew an internal experience of grace, and invite you ahead of time to not be attached to whether it's a seed-like experience for you where you don't have much of a conscious experience, or whether it's something more. It truly doesn't matter, because you'll be given exactly that gift of grace that's just right and just perfect for you. So I invite you to just absolutely let go of any expectation or need, and know and trust that grace is here for you in just the perfect way. So if you will, let yourself start by listening to my words, and then at any point, please just let any inspiration to tune me out take over, and just be with the divine within. There is in you the divine. There is in you the divine essence, and that essence lives in your every cell, in your every breath, in your every subatomic particle. There is in you the divine love, and that love has full-time residence in your heart, and yet lives everywhere else in your being as well. There is in you the divine mind, the divine intelligence, the divine knowing, the divine truth. And that lives in that region of your mind, sometimes called the third eye, sometimes called the brain, but also lives, as they've shown in science, in every muscle of your body and everywhere throughout and around you. Yes, there lives in you at this very moment divinity in its every essence, in its every expression. For indeed, you were not only created in the image and likeness of the divine, you were created in such a way that that divinity pulsates with your every breath. That divinity moves with your every movement. That divinity speaks every time you open your mouth. That divinity expresses in pictures every time you fall asleep and dream. That divinity expresses in symbols in your right brain, in logic in your left brain, in movement in your body, in feeling in your emotion. That divinity is finding, even in this moment, utter joy in being you, in expressing as you. That divinity is able, because you are alive, not just to live in the far reaches of the universe and the multiple universes, not just to live as essence and as light, but to live as emotion and live as energy and live as feelings and live as thoughts and live as movement and live in the physicality of your being. What a beautiful host you are to a divine fun time, to a divine party, because you're alive. God has the joy of hanging out in this third dimensional space, of breathing air and of soaring in every possible way, because you're alive. The divine is in love. Not just in love as essence, not just in love as light, but in love as you. And so, the divine right now, because you have been such a joy to him, her, it, has a gift. It's a gift of grace. It's a gift of utter, utter maternal-like joy. It's a gift that is just being inserted into your being right now. It's a gift that I shall not put identifying words to, because the gift is very different for each one of us. For some, it may be a gift of expanding the love that's in our heart, because maybe it's just time for us right now in expanding that love to find more intimacy in our connectedness with others and with life and with the birds we view and the clouds we see and the earth we walk on, and to be in intimate, bonded, loving, dynamic, rich relationship in a way that brings and allows the joy of every facet of life to be in us. For others of us, that gift may be something in, as Carol said, in the gut, something there that allows us a deeper, fuller, more powerful connection and bond with every facet of the earth, with the power of the earth, with the protective energies of the earth, with the maternal love of the earth, with the animal strength of the earth coming into us in a way that gives us that sense of either confidence or sureness or solidness or realness or aliveness that maybe we've not had to the degree that is our destiny. and for others of us, that gift may be a gift of awareness or aha or new insight, a gift of perhaps a bigger knowing in and around the mind, knowing about who we are and what life is, and for others of us, and I feel this is true for at least a few of us, if not more, that gift may be a healing. It may be a healing of something deeply ingrained in us that maybe only peeks its head out every now and then, but perhaps in the context of this hour has said, oh, if gifts are being given, choose me, give a gift to me so that I can be healed or changed or transformed or reinvigorated or rewired or redone. And I deeply believe that the gift of grace is that for many of us. Whatever it is for you, you may perhaps know exactly what it is at this moment, or you may have no idea. In the bigger picture, it doesn't matter, because the gift is here. And the gift, whether as a seed or as a full-grown plant or as its fullest form, is here and will stay with you. I promise the gift will stay with you, and it will become you. It will move through you. It will dance in you. It will express as you. It will find its fullness, its expressiveness, its manifestation in exactly the way that's just right for you, under, if you will, the guidance, the protective, nurturing, loving guidance of your own soul, your own all-knowing, all-truth-filled soul. And so, in a moment, we're going to come to the close of this hour, and I want to invite all of us, the recipients of this beautiful, radiant, alive gift of grace, to simply embrace that gift. Hold it wherever it may be in you. Hold it in your heart or your mind or your gut or your body or wherever. And in holding it, also if it feels right to you, hold all of us in your heart and honor us by just letting this gift, without taking anything away from you, be available to anyone else of us or anyone else in the whole world of any form of life that might need some version of that gift. For truly, as we know in the sharing, that gift is only magnified within us. It's just like the saying that if we want more love, start giving it away, and love just multiplies in us. And the same is true of this gift. So in closing, I want to say to you, I love you. I really, really love you, and I honor you so much for being this beautiful, remarkable being that you are. And I thank you for such openness to the gifts of the universe and the gifts of love. And with this, I would like to turn this back over to Donna, who just would love to close in her own special way.
Thanks, Bill. I want to thank everyone for just a very grace-filled, sacred hour together. And I wanted to just add a little bit of, while we are in this place of deep awareness of our own place of divinity, and move that toward the oneness, I'm just inviting that all of us hold in our hearts tonight those thousands of people who perhaps have lost loved ones and are struggling to survive through the devastation of the hurricane, and that we unite in oneness and send the grace and hold them all in ours. And so, as closing, I want to remind you that this session will be available for the next 30 days by calling the number 212-990-6904. And we invite you to go to Bill's website where you can listen to it or download tonight's session. And we do archive each month's session, so you can always get those from the website.
So with that, I thank you once more for joining all of us and letting us feel your beauty and your strength and your power and the grace-filled soul that you are. Thank you. And
oh,
good night.
Thanks, Donna. And I'm going to right now, and if you feel like unmuting your phones, we can say goodbye to you. Oh, listen to all those phones.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
Good night. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We love you.
I love you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.